Please remain standing as we now hear the good news from the Gospel according to John chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Before we begin, there is a matter of importance we must recognize within our church family. This weekend, we call it Memorial Weekend. And when most people hear that, they think of a three-day weekend. But not everybody. Today, we remember those who have given everything to protect their belief, their family, their freedom, and their country. For those of you who have had someone lose their life so we may be free, will you please stand? Thank you, and blessings to you. For those of you who are inactive or active in any branch of the military or form of protection, will you please stand? Thank you. We all either know someone, are related to someone who has served, who has lost their life in combat. And this weekend, we remember them, we praise you, we give thanks. And with their encouragement and inspiration, we too march forward in our faith. Thank you. No, that was not the sermon. But it's a wonderful start. Today we are talking about hope. And the hope you and I are not able to produce within us, but the hope in which we receive from Christ. By us dwelling in him and he dwelling in us. And instantly, thinking about this passage, thinking about that hope that neither you and I ever had before submitting our lives to Christ, was pictured perfectly in a movie. Imagine that. If you haven't seen this movie, Facing the Giants, it's a beautiful story that gives inspiration and hope to the hopeless. It kind of derives and focuses on the sport of football, but in Texas, most of us can deal with that. It shows a football player bear crawling, which means he's on all fours, on his toes and hands. And he's crawling from the 0-yard line, and he's trying to go at least 20 yards. And he's a big boy. And he can't do it. He can't go that distance that the coach has asked him, has told him to go. He says, "Coach, I can't do this." He was giving up. He says, "I don't need this no more, whatever." And the coach says, "No, you're going to do this. In fact, we're going to do this differently. Since you don't think you can do this, I'm going to show you that you can, but not through your eyes." And so the coach blindfolded him. And on top of that, he placed someone on his back. Says, "I want you to carry this gentleman blindfolded for 20 yards. And if you do this, I'll never ask you to do this again. Can you promise me that you'll give everything that you have?" He says, "Yes, coach." So with the man on his back, or the teammate on his back, and him being blindfolded, and the coach standing right next to him, every single foot, every single yard, encouraging him, "Keep on going, you got this." He felt every cramp in his body. He felt every muscle tire in his body. He wanted to give up numerous times, saying, "This is too difficult. This is more than what I can bear." Eventually, he got to his destination. Though he perspired tremendously, though he complained and whined, he still listened to his coach. He still listened to that motivation. He still listened to that encouragement. And the only voice he heard was the coach. Because what he heard in his mind, the words of, "I can't do this," were removed by that loudness of motivation. When the coach said, "You have reached your destination," he just fell to the ground. And he became relieved. "Oh, dear God, I thank you. There's no more I have to do." The coach then told him to stand, to get up, and to take the blindfold off of him, and look where you are. Not only did this football player go 20 yards, he went 100 yards. And because of that motivation, because of him not seeing what he can't do, but feeling what God can do through him, gave him more joy than what he himself would have been able to derive from that 20-yard distance. Brothers and sisters, we are a community of those who suffer, because we serve a God who suffered on the cross, who suffered persecution, who suffered every means of rejection and disbelief. Because we serve this God, we too will experience these sufferings. But that's what's amazing about Christ, is that in the midst of suffering, we tend to complain. We tend to gripe. We tend to tell others that we don't have time to tell you what we need to complain about. "How are you doing today?" You don't want to hear about it. It's too long. We don't have enough time. But what does complaining do? What does complaining to a brother or sister in Christ do for you, do for the body of Christ? I know for me, this past semester, I complained quite a bit, actually as much as I possibly could, and as much as you were willing to hear of my school. Man, it was a long journey. A true walk in the wilderness where I just felt lost. And the mirages gave me hope, but it was only a glimpse and it faded away. But due to my complaining, aka communication to my brothers and sisters in this community, God made those complaints into prayer requests. And I learned that I need to stop complaining and stop sharing with you what I'm going through. If I say I could do this on my own, then that's a prideful act, and I'm not allowing the Spirit in community work in me, work through me, and giving me that light in my darkness. And so I started sharing and sharing, and all of a sudden, I see people and I tell them hi, and we shake hands or exchange hugs, and the next thing I know, Paul, I'm praying for you. I'm here for you. Even my wife receives texts saying we're praying for Paul. I'm thinking about him. Wow. What a reminder to know and understand the importance of our community. There are so many of you who have suffered. Or who have suffered in the past. And I don't know if you have healed from it. I don't know if you have experienced freedom from that suffering. I pray that you do. I pray that you have. But I ask that you become a mentor, that you become a coach to each other. To let each other know that I hear you and God hasn't left your side. This I know. You could even continue in the song and say, for the Bible tells me so. Our challenge as believers when we go through suffering is to turn away from our human response of anger, our human response of pointing the blame on someone else or yourself, and say, God, let this suffering be your will. I don't know why, I don't know for what reason, but allow me to submit myself more to you. So that I can understand, so I can see your light, so I can feel your hand holding mine. And just as that football player felt when he stood up and saw he went 100 yards, just as me this past Thursday night when all my homework assignments were turned in and I can say no more school for a couple of months, thanks be to God, amen, hallelujah. Telling you, and I'm not done. I'm just done for right now. That's the same excitement we felt when we were baptized. Amen? So what gets us through? It's the presence of Christ in us. It's the presence of Christ in those around us who also believe. And it's that baptism. It's that knowing we can come back to the table and say, God, you have suffered so I can have life. You have been broken so I could be mended. Thank you. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I leave you with this. when you come to the point in your life when you no longer have hope in yourself, then allow yourself to be blindfolded and to begin seeing your life through your heart, knowing that God is in control and that He will truly bring you through it and restore you with life. Amen.